CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 16th of March 2025. Here are the main news headlines. Final chance to get involved in British Science Week and share your activities. Advance notice of how to ask the board questions at the RSGB AGM. The RSGB has launched new National Radio Centre webpages. Today, Sunday, the 16th of March, is the last day of British Science Week 2025. If you live in the Derbyshire or Leicestershire area, pop along to the open day being held by South Derbyshire and Ashby Wolds Amateur Radio Group. The group is hosting the final day of its family-friendly open weekend. Members will be showcasing all that amateur radio has to offer, from kit building to operating under supervision. Details of the event can be found on the Events Happening Near You section of the rsgb.org/BSW pages. There's still also time to get involved with the official RSGB British Science Week activity, which is featured in the British Science Week Community Activity Pack. This can be done at home on DMR or any other radio. If you've been involved in amateur radio activities as part of the annual celebration of science, technology, engineering and mathematics, the Society would love to hear from you, whether you've run an event at your local club, set up and operated a radio station in a school, or introduced the hobby to a community group. Get in touch. Please send your reports with separate high-resolution photographs to comms@rsgb.org.uk by the 18th of April. The RSGB would like to thank everyone who has contributed ideas and resources, sharing your passion and expertise with others. It's also welcoming feedback about the British Science Week campaign. Let the RSGB know what worked well, what you learnt, and how the Society could develop its activities for next year. Please email the RSGB British Science Week coordinator Ian Neal, M0KEO, at bsw@rsgb.org.uk. Over the last few years, the RSGB has been developing the way in which the board can be asked questions at its online AGM. This year, the AGM will be held on Saturday, the 12th of April, and you have three ways of getting involved. Ask a question via video on Zoom. You'll need to register in advance and give the topic of your question. You'll have the chance to ask your question live with one follow-up question on the same topic. If you'd prefer to submit a written application in advance, you can do so via a form on the RSGB website. The third way to ask board members a question is via the live chat function of the day. Whilst the board will take as many questions as possible during the second part of the AGM, if you'd like to ask a question about the formal part of the meeting, please submit a written question in advance or register to ask a question via Zoom. Full details of how to take part in the RSGB AGM, along with closing dates for submission of questions, will be available from Wednesday the 19th of March on the RSGB web pages. Have you ever wondered what you'd discover during a visit to the RSGB National Radio Centre? Or perhaps you're interested in operating GB3RS during your visit? Maybe you are a group who'd like to arrange a visit. All these topics and more have been answered in the newly updated RSGB National Radio Centre web pages. Other topics include the RSGB's involvement in the voluntary interceptors, as well as organising your visit and how to volunteer at the centre. Go to rsgb.org/NRC to discover more. The team of volunteers look forward to welcoming you soon. Bletchley Park will be hosting one of its infamous 1940s weekend in May to commemorate the 80th anniversary of VE Day. In tribute to the event, the RSGB National Radio Centre will be operating special event station GB2BP from the 3rd to the 5th of May. Put the date in your diary and make sure you get this call sign in your logbook. The next event in popular 145 Alive series takes place on Saturday the 12th of April between 12 noon and 3 p.m. If you'd like to be a net controller for the event, please email Massenville, that's Massenville at gmail.com, which is the call sign, with the call sign you intend to use on the day, and your intended six-digit Maidenhead locator. For more information, visit the 145 Alive Facebook page. South Yorkshire ATV Group is pleased to announce that the GB3YT television repeater on 23 SEMS has completed its move from Murfield in West Yorkshire to its new site at Birdwell near Barnsley, adjacent to Junction 36 on the M1. The repeater receives on 1276 MHz DVB-S or DVB-S2 using 1000 or 333 kilo symbols per second and transmits on 1316 MHz DVB-S at 1000 kilo symbols per second. The repeater is switched on between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. weekdays and 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. at weekends. This will be reviewed when activity increases. Further information about GB3YT and membership of the group can be found on gb3yt.co.uk or by emailing info@gb3yt.co.uk. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions, 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast goes out each week. Details of rallies and events, the Biggles Wade Swap Meet, organised by the British Vintage Radio Society, takes place on Sunday the 23rd of March at the Weatherley Centre, Eagle Farm Road, Biggles Wade, Bedfordshire, SG18 8JH. Doors open to stall holders from 9 a.m, general entry from 9:30, admission is £8. Hot and cold refreshments are available all day. There'll be vintage technology of varying sorts, as well as a bring-and-buy stall run by the British Wireless and Television Museum. For inquiries, including stall bookings, please email Jeremy Owen, G8MLK, via secretary@bvws.org.uk. More details can be found via bvws.org.uk. The Kellington Road and Electronics Rally will be held in the Town Hall, New Road, Kellington in Cornwall, PL177BD, on Sunday the 23rd of March. Public access to the event is from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Entry £2 each, no charge for those under 16. A comprehensive selection of traders, clubs and societies from the South West will be present, along with bring-and-buy stall and the usual excellent catering services. As an improvement from last year, the Bring and Buy stall now accepts payment by all major debit and credit cards using contactless chip and pin or phone. The venue has disabled access and toilet facilities with ample parking in a nearby car park. Although the main hall is now fully booked, tables are available in an adjacent room for £5 for the large size, £3 for the smaller ones. Pre-booking is essential. Please contact Alistair, MOM0KRR, at alistair.kerr@btinternet.com or phone 01503 262755 with your requirements as soon as possible. Also on Sunday the 23rd is the Dover Amateur Radio Club 2025 rally. Takes place at the St Radigan's Community Centre, Poulton Close in Dover, CT170HL. Doors are open between 10 a.m. 2 p.m. Entry £3. Tea, coffee, bacon rolls available on site. Tables at £15 each, maximum of 2 tables per vendor. For table bookings and the latest news, go to darc.online/rally. The Pencoed and District Amateur Radio Club rally is on Sunday the 30th of March at Sarn and Brincawills Social Club, Brincorch, apologies to the Welsh for my bad pronunciation. So that's Brincock Road, Sarn, near Bridge End, CF329N. Entrance fee is £2.50, tables £10 each. Refreshment will be available. Public access to the event is from 10 a.m, trader access from 8. Please contact Ewan Jones via 07791 709691 for more information. Special event news in celebration of the 60th anniversary of the Mid-Ulster Amateur Radio Club. they'll be operating the club call sign GI3VFW on Monday the 17th of March for a week. Members will be operating on all bands, HF, VHF and UHF from Tantra G, County Armagh. The club will also be operating GI3VFW from the 25th to 27th of April from Navanfort, Armagh, using all bands and modes. Radio amateurs in Scotland will be on the air throughout March using special call sign GB1KBR. This is celebrating the start of the official handover of the Commonwealth Games King's Baton by His Royal Highness King Charles III at Buckingham Palace for the Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games. Activity will be on HF, SSB, CW and Digital, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL and QRZ.com. There'll also be an award programme available via the Ham Award platform. And more information on the Glasgow 2026 Commonwealth Games, visit GlasgowFigures2026.com. Dennis Spratt, G7AGZ, will be operating a special event station, GB0CHC, in aid of Cornwall Hospice Care. This marks his 34th year since the first project for the hospices in 1991. Dennis will be active from near St Agnes in Cornwall on most bands and modes. The station will be on the air from the 1st of April for 28 days. He hopes to beat his target of 912 QSOs from 2024. See QRZ.com for more details as well as how to donate. TX News, Heath VK3TWO is active from Fiji as 3D2TWO until the 27th of March. The station will be active on the 40 and 10 to 10 metre bands using SSB and FT8. More information, QRZ.com. Aldia PY1SAD will be active again from Georgetown in Guyana as 8 Radio 1 Tango Mike. From the 11th of March to the 26th of April, Aldia will be operating all bands using CWSSB, digital and satellite, QSL via EQSL and Logbook of the World. A team of 12 operators are active as VU4AX from the South Andaman Islands, IOTA reference AS001, until Thursday the 20th of March. The group is operating six stations around the clock on bands from 10 metres to 160, including walks and 60 metres using CWSSB and digital. Full details, including QSL information, available via dx-adventure.com. Looking ahead, DA1DX, DK9IP, DM6EE and DL8LAS will be active from Annigada Island in the British Virgin Islands as VP2VI from the 10th to the 27th of April. Contest news, British Amateur Radio Tele Data Group HF RITI contest started on Saturday the 15th of March, ends at 01:59 UTC on Monday the 17th of March. RITI on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed the exchange of signal report, serial number and time. Monday the 17th of March, the FT4 series contest runs from 2000 to 2130 UTC. FT4 on the 80 to 10 metre bands, the exchange is your report. Tuesday the 18th of March, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes on the 23 SEMS band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also Tuesday the 18th, IRTS 80 metre evening counties contest runs 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW and SSB on the 80 metre band, exchange is signal report, serial number and county code. Thursday the 20th of March, the 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC. All modes on the 4 metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G8BAO, they write, "We've had another week of disturbed geomagnetic conditions with the KP index at 4 or 5 for long periods. On the evening of the 12th of March, KP was 5 and, at the time of writing, has stayed there for a total of 5 three-hour periods. This has taken its toll on the ionosphere with MUFs over 3,000 kilometre path down to less than 24.7 megs during daylight. Meanwhile, the solar flux index rose to 160 on Thursday the 13th, after hitting a low of 147 on the 7th. The best HF propagation was last weekend, the 8th and 9th of March, just in time for the Commonwealth contest. This saw stations around the world romping into the UK, including signals from Australia, New Zealand, Falkland Islands, Barbados and many others. As contacts were limited to Commonwealth contest countries, it meant that the UK had little QRM to contend with, and it was fairly easy to fill in the logbook on 40 metres to 10 metres. Australia was still coming in at 5.9 after dark, and even British Columbia on the west coast of Canada could be worked with simple wire antennas and low power. This may have been caused by a pre-auroral enhancement, as the KP index rose late on the first day of the contest. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux may rise to 195 by the 21st. It also suggests that we may be back into calmer geomagnetic conditions with a maximum KP index of 2. This will be welcome change if it happens and will no doubt result in better HF conditions. And remember, March is a good month for north-south contacts such as the UK to South Africa and UK to South America. But with the equinox just around the corner, auroras are twice as common due to the Russell-McFerrin effect. Just as when two bar magnets attract each other when they are orientated oppositely, so opposite BZ components attract. During the autumn and spring equinox, this orientation enables a connection to the sun, thereby allowing the solar wind to stream in. VHF and up now, the recent change to colder weather brought showers and potential rain scattered to the second half of last week, but this weekend we have lost the showers and gained a large region of high pressure to bring a hint of tropo. It's not perfect since the cold air highs like this. Conditions are usually less than ideal, so don't expect too much from this particular area of high pressure. The high will last until midweek before it slips away into Eastern Europe, and on its parting may allow some moisture below the inversion and will improve the tropo prospects briefly. The second half of the coming week will be dominated by low pressure and back to rain scatter as an option on the gigahertz band. The solar conditions have continued to provide a few weak auroral alerts, and it's worth continuing a watching brief on the KP index for hints of activity. Anything greater than a KP of 5 is worth interest. Listen out for watery sounding signals on the low frequency bands, and then check out the 10 metre and 6 metre bands for auroral signals. The next important meteor shower is the April Lyrids, but there's always the chance of random meteor scatter activity, particularly in the pre-dawn hours. It's still a little early to mention sporadicky, but it's always worth looking at the lower frequencies first, which means 10 metres and 6. Check the graphs on PropQuest for signs of spikes in the FOEs, which is the critical frequency of the E's layer. EME path losses continue to rise until apogee on Monday evening. Moon declination is still falling, reaching a minimum on Saturday the 22nd. So again, we have short moon windows and reducing peak moon elevation. 144 meg sky noise is moderate and rising to high by Friday the 21st. That's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me. Until next week.